朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们要继续讲这个腓立比书非常非常重要的一段信息。
We're going to continue this portion of a very important passage in the book of Philippians.
我决定相信腓立比书，当我们真的读进去的时候，
I really do believe that as we study this book and we read it inside of us,
它一定会改变我们这个人。
It will absolutely change us.
决定不会只是读过一卷书，弟兄姊妹，我这个人一定会被改变。
We won't just be reading of a particular book, but we will be changed.
我们跟神的关系会被改变的。
Our relationship with God will be changed.
我们的生命会被改变的。
Our lives will be changed.
我们整个人生的价值观，对人生的态度会改变的。
Our value system for this life, our attitude towards this life will be changed.
我过去两天跟一些弟兄姊妹交通，参加不同的小组，参加弟兄会，我里面很受激励。
The last few days, I had the opportunity to meet with many brothers and sisters in various group settings, and I was very encouraged.
我听到很多弟兄姊妹被改变的故事。
I heard a lot of stories of brothers and sisters being changed and transformed.
甚至，更细一点说，很多人借着读腓立比书被改变了。
And more, in more specific detail, because they read this particular book, they were changed.
昨天早上我们弟兄追求聚会，大家很敞开的交通。
Yesterday morning, the brothers got together, had a brothers meeting, and we were very open in sharing with each other.
你可以很可以看见每一个人真实的一面。
You can see, the trueness of everyone.
我们有软弱，我们有挣扎，我们会有力不能胜的地方。
We have our weaknesses, we have our own struggles, we have areas that we couldn't overcome.
但是你却发现基督一直改变我们，改变我们，改变我们。
But we're discovering that Christ is changing us, and He's changing us.
我们有个弟兄说，他每天早上起来吃完早饭就出去爬山。
And there's a brother that says every morning after eating breakfast, he would go for a hike.
有天吃完早饭要出去的时候，突然想起来，个人不要单顾自己的事。
And as he was on his way out after he had breakfast, he remembered that we ought not to look out after our own interests.
所以他就帮他太太也做好早饭，而且送到太太的床前面去。
And so he went and prepared breakfast for his wife and brought it to his wife at bed, while she was still in bed.
因为他是小组长，所以回去带着全部小组的弟兄都要帮太太做早饭。
So because it's a small group lead, so he requested all the brothers in the small group to do the same thing.
然后他的弟兄姊妹就夫妻之间的感情就大有进步。
And we see that the relationship between couples of the small group was greatly improved.
以前进到小组看到夫妻吵架的时候，全小组都很紧张，恐惧战兢的。
And perhaps you're in a small group with couples and you see couples who are arguing and when you guys meet, everybody is trembling.
现在弟兄姊妹夫妻都感情这么好，所以聚会非常享受。
Now all of a sudden our relationships are so wonderful and we enjoy our get-togethers.
有一个弟兄提醒我，他说不可以告诉别人哈，这个小组的这个得证。
And then one particular brother said, hey, Pastor, you don't let anybody know of what we're doing here.
因为很多太太回家今天就会开始要求先生做早饭。
Because if you make it public, then all of a sudden a lot of sisters at church is going to require their husbands to make breakfast now.
那我为什么还敢讲呢？因为我对我们的姊妹们有信任。
And why am I, do I have the courage to share this with all of you? Because I have absolute trust in all the sisters who are here.
我们的姊妹绝对不会是替别人听到的姊妹，对不对？
And I know our sisters, you do not listen messages for others.
我真的希望我们能够好好的学习。有个小组交通到父母亲跟孩子之间的矛盾啊，为难。
And one particular brother was sharing about the conflicts that parents would have with their kids.
听见他们怎样为孩子祷告。
And we hear how they begin to start to pray for their kids.
有一对夫妻交通到上个礼拜五，他们都还不知道怎么活下去了，那个难处大到一个地步。
And there was a couple or a brother was sharing that they didn't know how they were going to continue living because they were in such a difficulty.
他们甚至难过到两三天都不想讲话。
And they were both hurting to the point that they didn't want to talk to each other for a number of days.
但是礼拜五他们却两个约好早来在教会 parking lot 开始数主恩典。
But they decided that Friday they would come to church early,
park in the parking lot. 一数完主恩典的时候，在小组聚会里面那样子的分享。
And they wanted to start count the Lord's blessings, and then that Friday night they started to share.
你可以知道他们里面的感恩喜乐不是装的，整个脸就是这样。
And you can tell that their thanksgiving is not something that was made up, but you can see it from their faces that it was sincerely real.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做走路的基督徒。
Brothers, these are Christians who are in action. They are walking.
教会不能只听到，我们一定要上路的。
The church cannot just merely listen. We need to be on the road.
而且我也决定相信这些有 good report, 有这么好见证的弟兄姊妹，不久以后你还会有软弱的。
And I trust the brothers and sisters, those of you who have brought such wonderful reports, you will come to areas of weakness.
你还是有可能又发生我走不下去了。
That you may come to a point where you still feel like I can't go on.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是保罗今天要跟我们讲的这一段的信息。
And this is what Paul is going to talk about, so I'm going to share with you this morning.
一个真正走天路的人
a person who is really walking along the heavenly way,
他不可能一帆风顺的
he will not always have absolute calm,
他也不可能永远得胜的
he can't always be victorious,
里面有很多的事情要在前面发生的
there are a lot of things that is still going to happen in his life,
有高有低
there are heights and there are lows,
有得胜有失败
there are victories, there are failures,
有很多叫我们喜乐的事，有很多叫我们痛苦的事
there are a lot of things that bring us joy, there are a lot of things that will bring us sorrow,
但是当我们真知道怎么走这条路的时候
but we really know how to walk this way,
弟兄姊妹，不管走的过程、走的境界、走的结局都会不一样的。
It doesn't matter what the process, what the realm, we will discover that they will no longer be the same.
我们一起来读这段的圣经好吗？
Let's read this portion of scripture together.
你越年轻，越需要好好读这段圣经。
The younger you are, the more important it is for you to pay attention to these verses.
因为摆在你们前面的路比我们多多了。
Because the road that is path that is laid before you is far longer than the rest of us who are here.
如果主怜悯我，再给我二十年，那你们很多人至少有六十年。
And if the Lord gives me 20 more years, many of you probably don't have 60 more years.
所以一开始就学好怎么走路的话，那一辈子蒙恩无穷。
So if you learn in the very beginning how to walk properly, then you would be blessed tremendously for the rest of your
life. 好，我们一起来读今天的经。
Let's read it together, the verses for today.
我知道礼拜五大家已经读到了十六节。
I know you came to verse 16 already.
但是我们主日的信息上次只仓促的结束在十二节。
We quickly ended on verse 12, chapter 3 last week.
那因此我们今天读，我们还是从第十节读到二十一节，好不好？
We're going to start from verse 10 to verse 21.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹。他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。那我想我们稍微解释一两节圣经，我们就开始哈。一个二十五节
couple of verses I want to explain a little more.
对不起，十五节
verse 15.
我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。
Therefore, let us as many are mature have this mind.
简单大家听到完全人叫做 mature， 是成熟的人。
And again, we note that many who are mature.
不是你完美无瑕疵的人。
It is not that you're perfect.
就是任何人只要成熟都应该要存有这样子的心智。
But if you are mature, you ought to have this mind.
那么第十六节 十五节读过来，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。这个然而翻译的非常不好哈。
Chinese translation verse 16 that was kind of bad.
所以我不光有的时候会说英文翻译不好，我很公平，前面是这个翻译非常不好。
I'm very fair. Sometimes the English translation doesn't quite reach the essence of the original language.
正确的翻译应该就是说，无论我们到了什么地步
，And English is very good. Nevertheless,
都应该照着同样的原则而行。
In the degree that you have already attained, let us walk by the same rule.
Walk by the same rule. NASB 叫做 walk.By the same standard, 要照着同样的原则、同样的标准来走。
We walk by the same standard, by the same principles.
好，那我们现在来看今天的这一段的圣经啊。
Now we'll go through the scriptures together this morning.
啊，我相信在我们这一生里面，我们发生了很多的事情。
And I trust that in this life we will encounter many things.
啊，不管你多大年纪，你现在回头看，已经发生了很多事情。
It doesn't matter how old you are. If you look back, you discover a lot of things that happened.
我们将来也有很多的事情发生。
And there'll still be many more things to come.
所以事情发生 behind.Us, around us, before us.
So there are a lot of things happening behind us, around us, and before us.
所以在这一生里面有无数的事情发生。
A countless number of things that are happening around our lives.
上个礼拜我们讲到七个对比的时候。
And the last time I spoke, we talked about these seven contrasts.
有一个对比叫做万事与基督。
And there was one particular contrast that was all things and then Christ.
在保罗的心中。
And in the heart of Paul,
他不像我们分为家里的事情、职场事情、教会的事情。
He doesn't compartmentalize the way we do things in the family, at church, and at work.
他不像我们分过去的事、现在的事、将来的事。
And we compartmentalize things in time past, present, and to come.
在保罗所有的分类法，一刀两断就是两个。
And in Paul's division, he only has two. There's only two part
compartments. 就是基督和所有基督以外的事情。
Christ and everything that does not have anything to do with Christ.
所以他在第三章，他把我们这个人试着抬到天上去。
So chapter 3, he's trying to lift us up to heaven.
让我们从基督的角度，从永恒的角度来看我们人生过去的事、现在的事、将来的事。
And from Christ's perspective, from an eternal perspective, that we will look at the things that happen in time past and present and to come.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要满意于来到教会只是学一些做人的道理。
A brother and sister, do not be satisfied in thinking that I've come to church to know how to live.This life,
千万不要满意于来到教会只是享受一点彼此的关怀。
That we would come to church and enjoy the comfort and the caring from one another.
千万不要满意于只是在这里有一点心灵的平静跟寄托。
Do not be satisfied simply that you have some notion of peace and a feeling of the some reliance.
保罗基督在这里用尽的方法想让我们看见一件太伟大的事情。
Paul used whatever means possible to help us to be able to see this.
就是让我们从基督的角度。来看整个世界，看整个人生，看看我们这一生的遭遇。
That from Christ's perspective, we will look at the entire world to look at this our the happenings in our lives and everything around us.
当我们真得到这个的时候
，And when we truly lay hold of the secret,
弟兄姊妹，我们人生一定要不一样。
Brothers and sisters, I know our lives will be changed.
不是说我们再也不会跌倒。
It's not to say that you're not never going to fall again.
更不是说我们再没有挑战跟困难。
Not to say that you're never going to have any more challenges or difficulties again.
而是我们会从基督的角度。从永恒的角度来看这一切。
But from Christ's perspective, from eternal perspective, now you begin to look at all things.
这样子的看法。
And when you look at it this way.
这样子的眼光和角度。
And when you look at it from this particular angle.
会让我们整个过程经过的不一样。
And as you go through the same things again, it will be different.
让我们的结局也不一样。
And your conclusion, your end would be different.
所以在第三章，其实保罗在这里所写下来的哈。
And chapter 3, as Paul begins to write,
他的确提到他过去有很多可以夸口的事情。
He did begin to talk about some of the things that he could very well be boastful of.
然后从第七、第八节开始，他就讲他现在已经被主转了。
But from verse 7 and verse 8 on, he says, I am a changed man.
他已经把万事都因着基督的缘故当作有损的。
And he counted all things.Towards his loss for the sake of Christ.
不仅仅是这么消极，把万事看得虚空，当作有损的。
Not passively looking at all things are loss and their vanity.
而是积极的看见基督是他的至宝。
But more proactively seeing that Christ is his utmost prize.
基督是他的一切。
Christ is his everything.
那是他的现在。
That's his present. That's his now.
等一下，我们从十七节开始就看见他的未来。
And then verse 17, we'll begin to see his future.
他对他未来充满了盼望。
And he's full of hope.
充满了荣耀
Full of glory
这是我们读圣经的人把保罗的讲章分成过去现在将来
And those of us who are studying the scripture we divide our study this way
但是对保罗来说
But for Paul as he writes
他不管怎么样他只有一件事
It doesn't matter what it is There's only but one thing
就是基督自己
And it's Jesus Christ himself
所有的其他叫做万事
And everything else is counted as all things
这个 all things 不管是 behind us, around us, before us都叫 all things
again doesn't matter whether things have past present and future they are all summed up in the word all things
所以我们今天要来看基督是我们的标杆、
and today we're going to come and see how Christ is our goal
上次我们结束在保罗以基督为他的至宝
and we concluded with Paul treating Christ as his utmost prize
这是整个人生观的改变价值观的改变
and this is the transformation of his value for this life
然后保罗是竭力、他要得着基督
and then with all of his might he pursued Christ
他不光价值观改变了他整个追求都被改变了
not only did he change his value system but his pursuits are changed
而且他那么谦卑他说 他希望认识基督晓得他的复活大能然后效法他的死
and then he humbled himself and he says he wanted to know the power of his resurrection and be conformed to his death
和他一同受苦他说或者我也得以从死里复活
and also in the fellowship of his suffering that by any means I may attain the resurrection from the dead
你看保罗在主的面前他有一个神圣的不满足
so he discovered inside of Paul there's a spiritual hunger dissatisfaction
他有一个真实的谦卑
there's a genuine humility
他其实已经得到基督得到太多了
he's laid hold of so much of Christ already
但是他知道他所得到的基督
But he knows the Christ that he has laid hold of.
跟基督的本身相比的话
If it was to be compared with who Christ really is.
好像那个贝壳从大海里面不过舀一瓢就是了
It's like taking a shell and just scooping a portion of water from the ocean.
基督太丰富了
Christ is so rich.
丰富到他知道他一生全心都爱主顺服主他也享受不完基督认识不完基督
He knows that if he pursued Christ and enjoyed Christ for all of his life, he would not know the fullness of Christ.
昨天我们弟兄会的时候，有一个年轻的弟兄说哈。
Yesterday in our brothers' meeting, there was a younger brother that shared.
因为我们有时候交通到这个天然人死不了。
And we shared about how the natural man just won't die.
好像舍己有时候也不会那么快的能够舍己。
And we try to deny ourselves, and we can't do it very well.
他就说，如果是达军弟兄跟我年纪差不多死不了，我还可以了解。
And if his brother Da Jun and he's about my age and he couldn't die, I can understand.
如果于叔叔、庆松叔叔，你们到了这把年纪还死不了的话，我那是不是没有盼望
？And if I look at Pastor Yu and Brother Steve, if at your age, your flesh still doesn't die, then does it mean that I am hopeless?
这个我当然不能让他没有盼望，我就搬保罗做例子。
And so of course I cannot let him go without hope, so I use Paul as an example.
他不管得基督得了多少，他还是说我或者得以从死里复活。
And it doesn't matter how much Christ Jesus attained, he still says that by any means I may attain the resurrection.
或者或者我可以得到基督所要我得着的。
That I may lay hold of what Christ wants to lay hold of me.
因为基督给的太多了。
Because what Christ wants to give is too much.
要决定不甘心我们目前所已经得到的。
We cannot be satisfied with what we have today.
所以今天我们要读的十三节、十四节，它其实是太宝贝的一段圣经。
Verse 13, verse 14, they are precious.
他说：“弟兄们
，And he says, brethren,
我不是以为自己已经得着了。
I do not count myself to have apprehended.
我们从十三、十四节，你至少看到奔跑天路的五件重要的事情。
And from verse 13 and 14, you discover five important things as you're on this heavenly journey.
第一个，神圣的不满足，一个真实的谦卑。
Foremost, a dissatisfaction, a spiritual dissatisfaction, a true humility.
不管我们今天已经到了什么地步。
It doesn't matter how much we have attained.
不管别人怎么称赞我们，或是我们怎样被神重用。
It doesn't matter how much other people praise us or how much the Lord has been using us.
不管别人怎么说，或是我们自己怎么看，我们永远都要在主的面前觉得不够。
And it doesn't matter what other people say and how we view ourselves. We need to have this notion that it's not enough.
大海一样的丰富。
And it is exactly like coming to Christ as you're coming to the ocean.
他说我不是以为自己已经得着了。
So he says, I do not count myself.To have apprehended.
第二个重要的事情
And secondly,
他说我只有一件事情
And then he says, but there's one thing I do.
这就是我刚才说的万事 跟基督。
And this is what I was talking about, the earlier comparison, all things versus Christ.
等一下我们读完就知道这个 one thing 是什么呢？大家其实早知道了。
And after we come to the conclusion, we'll discover what this one thing is. Perhaps you know it already.
但是我要强调的就是一件事情 ,one thing, 保罗的这么专一的追求。
But what I want to emphasize on is that this one thing that he is doing is so focused.
我相信在座的每一个弟兄姊妹，当你在这里年终写你属灵心愿的时候。
And I trust, brothers and sisters, you're coming to the conclusion of this year, you're writing your desires for your spiritual desires.
或是明年的心愿你要祷告主的。
And the things that you want to shoot for next year, that you're coming to the Lord, you're praying about.
我相信我们可能会写很多的。
And perhaps you would put a lot of stuff in your list.
那我不是说那样不好哈，可以。
I'm not saying that's not good. It's good.
但是你一定会写很多，我一定要更多的读圣经，我一定要早起，我一定要怎样，要，我们会写很多。
And perhaps you'll write down, I want to study the scripture more, I want to rise up early, and items after, item after items.
我们可以有不同的方式，不同的期望。
And we may have used different means and different expectations.
但是对保罗来说，那个主心轴，那个主干，那个真正的内涵就是要得到基督。
And but for Christ, the fundamentals, the main pillar is to lay hold of Christ.
就是一件事情而已。
And it is to him one thing.
我相信我们生活里面太多事情了。
And I know that there are a lot of things happening around our lives.
所以我上次讲过说，有一种鱼，它只吃虾，不吃别的东西。
And I have given an example of a particular fish that he will only eat shrimp and nothing else.
所以当它在大海里面游的时候
，So when he's swimming about in the ocean,
什么东西发生在它周围，它都没兴趣。
Whatever's happening around him, he doesn't really care.
其他的鱼过来了，海草过来了，水母过来了，它通通看都不想看。
Other fish comes along, seaweed, jellyfish, he really doesn't care.
但他一看到虾，一闻到虾的时候，他全身细胞都 up.
But when he sees a shrimp, when he senses the shrimp is nearby, all his cells are awake.
他就是要得到他。
He wants to lay hold of that one thing.
这就是保罗的心。
And that's the heart of Paul.
他在所有的遭遇里面，他就要得到基督。
In the midst of everything, he says he wants one thing. That's Christ.
这是他的一件事情。第三个很重要的原则就是要学会忘记背后，努力面前。
And thirdly, to learn to forget those things which are behind, and then reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
你这是得奖，你要奔跑完，要真正。这个得到奖赏必须要学的功课。
And this is one lesson that we all need to learn if you want to lay hold of the final prize.
我们可以了解哈，那些犯罪有羞耻历史的人最喜欢这句话。
And we know for a lot of those people who are in sin or who's fallen in sin and particular things that they can't mention among other people.
我们不光自己希望忘记，我们也希望别人都忘记。
And not only do I want to forget about it, I wish everybody else would forget.
我们希望神行神迹，把他脑子里面记得我过去的那段历史，把它 erase 掉。
And I pray that God by works a miracle will erase the memory of those who know what I've done.
甚至有很多人错误的教导说，真正的饶恕就是忘。再也不记得了。
And a lot of people have an erroneous teaching that true forgiveness is when you forget about it, you no longer remember it.
那是不可能的事情。
That's not possible.
尤其这些刻骨铭心的经历，谁可以忘得了？
Particularly these things that has imprinted in our lives, how do we forget those things?
不管是得胜的经历、失败的经历，你不可能忘掉。
Whether those are experiences of victory or experiences of failure, it's very difficult for us to forget.
所以Dr. Warren Wisby 他就说 ，forget 不是 fail to remember， 不是说你记不起来了。
Forgetting is not the failure to remember that you can't no longer.
而是你不再被 influenced, 被 affected by your past.
But this forgetting is that you're no longer affected by your past.
他说我们能够 break the power of the past by living for the future.就是我们能够怎么样子能够从过去的这种辖制捆绑里面被释放出来呢？借着我们好好的活未来。
And again, this forgetting what's behind and reaching forward is no longer be bound by the things of the past.
借着我们能够从神的角度，能够给过去赋予意义和价值。
And from God's perspective, now we can add value to the things that has actually did happen in our past.
他说约瑟就是一个最好的例子。
And for example, Joseph.
他对那些出卖他的哥哥、伤害他的哥哥，他说：“这是神打发我来的。”
And concerning his brethren who has sold him and who has betrayed him, he said, "This is because God has sent me here."
他说：“仇敌的意思是坏的，但是神的意思是好的。”
As the enemy is means to do me harm, but the God's desire is for my good.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管我们自己是失败者或是受伤者， 我们都需要在主的面前祷告，求神帮助我们。
Whether we are the individuals that have failed, or those are been, or those who've been harmed, we ask that the Lord would be our help.
那个 memory 是不可能除去。
It is impossible to erase that memory.
那个 memory 所带来的痛苦，或是那种得意忘形的骄傲的情形，可能都还是会出现的。
And the pain and the pride, or the pride that comes with those things, they may come back.
所以不光失败羞耻要忘掉。
Not only do we forget about the things that are shameful.Of our past,
连我们的得胜荣耀都应该学习忘掉。
And even our victories and the things that we could take glory of, we should forget about those things as well.
这些都会影响到我们的现在。
Because all those things will influence our present, our now.
所以当你听到一个人一直在那里炫耀他的过去的时候，
and you start hearing someone who keeps boasting about his past,
你会想帮助他要谦卑，不要再受过去的影响，影响到了你今天继续的进步。
You want to help him to be more humble.And because these things can hinder his progress now.
不要让你过去的成就影响了你在主面前的谦卑跟蒙神祝福。
And do not allow your success and time past to influence the amount of blessings you can attain from the Lord now.
同样的，我们听到别人一直在那里懊悔过去、痛悔过去，甚至被控告不敢往前，我们也希望他能够从过去的阴影里面被释放出来。
And again, if we come across brothers and sisters who are regretful, who continue feeling bad about the past, we would encourage them to come out of that and not to be bound by it.
借着在基督里面过新造的生活来医治我们的过去。
And through living in Christ, this newness of life, that we may be healed from our past.
借着从神的角度来看我们过去，他所带给我们该学的功课。
From God's perspective, we look at our past to learn the lessons that we ought to learn.
让我们这个人能够更洁净。更顺服，更谦卑。
That we may be more pure, more obedient, and more humble.
所以忘记背后努力面前，其实是不容易的事情。
And forgetting those things are behind and pressing forward, it is not an easy thing.
但是这是每一个基督徒都需要学的。
But for every Christian, these are the things that we ought to learn.
每一个的现在，我就是要pressing forward.
And every one of our present, we got to press forward.
继续要往前去。
We'll keep going forward.
第四个事情。
Fourthly.
是向着标杆直跑。
I press toward the goal.
就是标杆要非常的确定。
You need to have a very clear goal.
要正确的标杆，而且是确定的标杆。
It's accurate, it's a good goal, and it's clear.
中文翻得很好，向着标杆直跑，不光讲到方向要准，脚步要正。
Toward the goal for the prize, your direction needs to be right, and you need to pursue it.
没有人跑这个一百公尺赛跑的时候是跑 S shape。
Nobody when they run the 100 meter dash, they would run cricket or.
虽然我目标很清楚。
Serpentine, because.
但是我这样跑来跑去，这样跑来跑去。
Though you have a very clear goal, but I run however I want to run.
不要说你不会破纪录，你不可能得奖。
Not to say that you're not going to break the record, you're not going to win.
所以保罗说要向着标杆然后直跑。
So Paul says press towards the goal.
所以有一次对不起，所以有一次越野赛跑。
越野
Cross the country.
Cross country. There was a cross country race.
上百的人参加比赛。
Hundreds of people that would be part of that race.
只有两个人得奖。
There were only two people that won.
这两个人还不是跑最快的。
And these two, they did not run fast. They were not the fastest.
因为只有他们两个人跑对了。
And only those two ran the right track.
其他人都跟着群众一起跑。
And everybody ran along with everybody else.
他们以为那条大路就是了，没想到是这条小路。
And everybody thought, oh, that main path, and everybody ran that way. But these two, they knew that.
所以我们要知道什么是正路，什么是神要的。
You need to know what is the right way, what exactly is what God wanted.
标杆要正确，方向要对，脚步要正。
Your goal has to be accurate and it has to be correct, and you need to press forward towards it.
第五个摆在最后，其实它是最重要的一件事情。
Lastly, but is also the most important element.
就是为什么我要跑
why am I running?
为什么我能够目标专一只有一件事情
why can I have this singular goal and everything all my focus is on this one thing?
因为在这里有我奔跑的目的有一个重要的结局在那里等着我
because there's a conclusion there's a wonderful conclusion that is waiting for me
就是要得着在基督耶稣里神从上头要找我来得的奖赏
and it's to lay hold of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus
而我们知道这个奖赏就是讲到基督自己
and when when we see that this particular prize, it is Christ himself.
不是在天上给你一个大冠冕，给你一个中冠冕。
It is not that you would get a big crown or a medium-sized crown.
啊，也不是在天上给你管几座城或管几个省。
Or that you would have so many cities to rule over or so many counties.
虽然圣经上也有提到，但是其实我相信绝大多数的基督徒爱主不是为了那个。
And I know the Bible does talk about these rewards, but predominantly those who love the Lord, we're not loving the Lord for these rewards.
如果我今天都没有地方住，我今天的 mortgage 都付不出来，你跟我讲天上有 mansion， 我不会觉得有什么。
If I can't even have a place to dwell, I can't even pay for my mortgage now, I really wouldn't care where I live in heaven.
但是真正抓住我们的就是基督自己是我们的奖赏。
What lay hold of us is that Christ himself is our prize.
当我们真得到基督的时候，弟兄姊妹，所有的东西都不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, I want to say that when we have Christ, everything will no longer be the same.
当我们讲到奖赏是基督的时候，很多人就会说：“哎呀，太抽象了。”
And when we talk about the fact that Christ is our prize, and you guys would, a lot of people would say that's too far-fetched.
啊，太不切实际了。
It is not reality for me.
我现在眼前的问题就是我连找工作都找不到。
My current problem is that I can't even find a job.
我现在的问题就是我自己的这个婚姻大事还没有解决。
My biggest problem right now is that I can't even, I'm not married yet.
我现在的问题是我天天被我的疾病缠累。
My biggest problem right now is that I'm bound by the illness that I have.
我现在的问题是我孩子在反叛期，我们家天天在吵架。
My problem right now is that my kids are going through this rebellious age and we're fighting all the time.
那弟兄姊妹，我们会想到很多很现实的问题。
And brothers and sisters, we immediately begin to focus on a lot of things that's very real for us.
但是弟兄姊妹，保罗讲这些话的时候
，But brothers and sisters, when Paul says these words,
他一点不是在那里，只是这个叫做什么，完全不是不切实际的。
He is not divorcing himself from reality.
他知道他在讲什么。
He knows exactly what he's talking about.
他知道在基督里我们应该是怎么样子的情形。
He knows what condition we would be in if we are in Christ.
当我们得到基督的时候，真的是得到了 everything.
He knows that when we have Christ, then we have everything.
我们的生命一直被他改变，而这个改变给我们带来了极大的喜乐和笃定。
Our lives will keep being changed and being transformed, and this transformation will bring about a certainty, a surety.
我们自己都会感谢、惊讶自己的改变。
We would be awed at the fact that we have been changed.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。